The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So we begin with a simple fact that you are here. Unquestioningly here. And you might take a moment to allow yourself to feel and be aware of what your experience is of this moment, what it's like to be alive, the lived experience. In whatever way that you are, whatever way you're experiencing, it's okay, it has a place here in the practice. And it's possible to have practice start by being an opening up to what is, not a narrowing down to some particular focus. And if you open up your awareness to being here, in a kind of large circle around you, leaving nothing out, you're here in this room. A room with many people who are practicing. And a room that's made up mostly of space. You're surrounded by space. And the space in this room has a stillness to it. There's movement in the room, movement in you, and there's stillness. And if you bring the concentric circles closer in, you're here in this body, and opening up to whatever's happening in your body, whatever feelings, sensations. Sensing, feeling, allowing it to be as it is. Here in this body, within you, the body itself and within the body, there's movement, sensations that come and go, feelings and emotions that are present, which come and go. And there's space, and there's stillness here. And there's a meeting, a juxtaposition of whatever you're experiencing as particular experiences of sensations or feelings, thoughts, emotions. There's juxtaposition of that and a vast sea of space and stillness. In which it occurs. And it's said that awareness is like the space. Space can hold anything within it. Awareness can hold whatever is within. There's space for it. And then bringing the concentric circles in closer to feel the place within your body where there's a feeling of stability. Or maybe rootedness in the present. A place of maybe strength, steadiness. And then coming in closer, the inner concentric circle of the inner life, the mind, the heart. And can you find any steadiness, stillness? A sense of how the inner life is rooted here. Nowhere else, but right here in this lived moment. And then to steady yourself on the experience of breathing. Or settle a steady, peaceful attention on the experience of breathing in and breathing out. Like a pebble which is dropped into a lake, settles down to the lake bottom. Let your awareness settle down onto the experience of breathing. so that the experience of breathing becomes the center of all these concentric circles. And as you're aware of the sensations of breathing in, you keep attention resting on the full experience of breathing in, like you would pet a cat, and keep your hand for the full stroke of the length of the cat. Keep your awareness. Allow your awareness to be stroked by the full length of the in-breath. Let your awareness be stroked by the full length of the out-breath. As you exhale, letting go of your thinking, and letting go into the experience of exhaling. As you exhale, relaxing the thinking muscle, tension and pressure connected to thinking, soften the mind. Stay with a full stroke of exhale, right to the last letting go, the releasing as you exhale, and let go with it. As you allow yourself to be intimate with the experience of breathing, if there's any pleasure with that experience, allow yourself to be intimate with that as well. A quiet intimacy that doesn't need to think about anything. Just feels and senses with the simplicity of the moment, breathing in and out. settling in, deeper, deeper steadiness. Moving towards a deeper stillness as awareness settles in, settles down on its experience, moment by moment here. when you find yourself lost in thought, open up again to your lived experience that's more intimate and deeper than any thought. Open up again to the experience of breathing and allow the breathing to meet your awareness intimately, steadily. And the more settled and steady you are on the breathing, the more useful it is to let everything else be open, receptive, so some of the pleasure, the purring of concentration has a chance to peek in. instead of struggling with something, you could try to open to that something, bringing clear, steady, receptive awareness. To experience what's happening in an intimate way. So if the concept of intimacy is a nice, makes a nice connection to mindfulness and concentration, you might practice with intimacy with your experience today. Sometimes it's nice to, or it's appropriate to be, stay close in to your, I call it samadhi bubble, your practice bubble, where you really stay, keep your awareness in that concentric circle where you are directly in contact with your experience. You know what's happening as it's happening. And this idea of intimacy, there's not a layer or film of thinking and concepts, ideas, commentary between you and the experience. It's kind of, you feel and sense, savor the direct contact, sensory contact with whatever the experiencing is. It's a way of letting the mind become, move towards stillness, to quiet, and at the same time becoming alert and be very present for the particularity of our experience, the particular details as they arise and pass. And if the language of intimacy doesn't work for you, that's fine. And maybe you'll find another way to settle in and enjoy your experience here. Enjoy each moment of your lived experience. Thank you.